Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. It's good to see you all. It is Tuesday the 5th, also known as my sister's birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Anyhow, I will save the rest of that singing for her. But it is a hopefully beautiful day in the morning for you. It is dark right now here, but the sun will come out tomorrow and today. Bet your bottom dollar. I always wonder, like, when you live in Seattle and places like that, do you just sing that song like every day until there's a little bit of sun? I would probably, for sure. Today we're going to talk about some major changes in the Rocks Talks ecosystem. We're also going to talk about the most stressful cities or states, excuse me, in the country. Those have been named. And there's a story that I've been meaning to bring up and talk to you about for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days. And I keep forgetting. And today I think I'm going to remember. It has to do with Kellogg's. Maybe that I'll remember it by just telling you that. So let's go ahead and dive in. Tomorrow is the Rocks Talks TikTok workshop. First one that I have done ever. Very excited about that. Just a lot of machinations going on with that and a lot of people interested. If you're interested, there's still time to register. I will do my best to remember to put the link inside of the caption. You can also go to any of the prior ones last week and you'll definitely see the link in there. But it's going to be really good. And I know there are a lot of people coming that are like, I have an account, or I'm just thinking about it. I don't know. I'm curious. Is it really for me? Are my people really there? And odds are, yes, they are there. You'd be pleasantly surprised. And I can't wait to share with you some case studies on that so you can see what's jamming and how it can really be beneficial for you, whether you are branding, whether you're an affiliate, or even whether you are an independent consultant for another company. Okay, so let's go into Kellogg's. I just don't want to forget it. Last week, the CEO of Kellogg's came out with a very serious statement. I watched it. I was like, did that? It was kind of in relation to the fact that life is expensive. Inflation is, food prices have gone up. And so he had a solution, and his solution was to eat cereal for dinner. He didn't even say necessarily breakfast for dinner, but cereal for dinner. Because he said a bowl of cereal is $1 a bowl. It averages it allegedly. And that would be really good for families who can't afford other meals and how you should eat cereal. And I just was like, is he tone deaf or is he tone deaf? It sounded like the let them eat cake nonsense. Let them eat cake. Let them have cereal. But I just wondered, you're the CEO of a really big company. This has probably, hopefully, I'm praying, been vetted through, marketing, probably even like policies and standards, like lawyers, like you're going to tell people to eat cereal. I realize you sell cereal, but I don't remember when cereal, except for Calina Crunch, do love that, had protein in it. And you don't even have protein. There's no even like, there's not even a statement of my product has protein in it. And it has a lot of sugar. So you're telling people to eat a lot of carbs and no protein for dinner because it's going to save money. He's probably like, well, the milk probably has protein. Not enough. It just seemed so self-serving that even if it came from a good place, no one could see it. Do you ever think about that when you are having conversations? Hold on. Dog got quiet. Got to make sure she's still in here. She is. She's a new toy. She's loving it. When you are making statements, have you ever thought of the fact that it could seem really inauthentic based on your placement or your timing or what's in it for you? We are in a world where there's something in it for everyone, and that is totally okay. But you can also come from a place of authenticity. Suggesting that cereal is the answer to the fact that it's expensive to feed your family and that you should feed your family cereal for dinner, and that would just solve all problems. By the way, can we talk about the fact that cereal is super expensive? Cereal has gotten expensive over the years. The boxes don't seem bigger. In some cases, they seem a little smaller. But cereal is expensive. And the good kind, we eat Catalina Crunch. I say we. Scott eats it. Sometimes I like nibble on it. I'm not a big cereal person because I don't like milk, and the milky taste, aftertaste just ruins it. But unless we get it from Costco, a little bag of that, and I understand it's bougie good for you cereal, but the regular cereal out there is no better in prices. So, I mean, it is better, but technically, once what you're getting in it, you're like, what? It was a very tone deaf, off color. Can you call it off color? I think you can. Statement that was just like a wow moment of ridiculousness. Like, wow, he really did say that. Anyhow, I thought that gave me a hoot. And I have been wondering, I mean, I've been wanting to say that to you for a few days and I forgot to share that. Just different things come up. Speaking of things that came up, they have declared the state with the most stressed residents. Can you guess? I have the top 10 list, but can you guess what state do you think is the most stressed out state? I'm going to give them to you in reverse order. And I do take offense to one of these, just going to say. Okay, so number 10 of the 10, and I should mention things that came into play to make this decision were things like if your state had health stress, if you don't lack of health care, or if there's a lot of health issues. Another one happened to be anxiety was something that played a part. The amount of hours worked on average was a big piece of the pie as well too. So there's some of the things that came into play. And also the length of your commute. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look. Number 10 was Indiana. I gotta say, I'm a little surprised that the Midwest made it all. I mean, okay, Indiana number 10. Number 9, West Virginia. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Number 8, I take offense to because it's Arizona. I just got here. I'm like, don't tell me it's stressed. Don't do that to me. But it is on the list, number 8. Number 7, Georgia. Georgia, you're stressed out. I'm not really kind of surprised. Just the, even being there, Georgia's beautiful, but being there recently, I can see that. I believe that. Number 6 is going to surprise you. It's the Land of Love is Blind season 6. What's going on right now is in South Carolina. Y'all are stressed out. Get it together. Number 5, Nevada. I can kind of see that because I'm sure that I don't know. So let me just say that. But it's there's so much going on all the time in Vegas, at least, that I can kind of see that. Number 4, Louisiana, another tourist town, or state, I should say. Super stressed, you Louisianans. Hang in there. Number 3 happens to be Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma. Now, Texans would be happy to hear that, but Oklahoma made the list for number 3. Health stress was a big reason, and anxiety, or depression. Depression was another variable, and there's a lot of depressed people, according to this study, inside of Oklahoma. Number 2, Alabama. Let me just say what it says. Due to work stress and health stress is why you're number 2, Alabamans. And residents of the heart of Dixie worked more hours than most Americans, earned a lot less, and had one of the highest divorce rates. Okay. That's a great, like, come to our state. Poor things. Okay, that was number 3. That was number 2. Number 1, drumroll please. What was your guess? Say it loud, say it proud. There's a song for this one too. Okay. You're not going to know it though. You might. Tennessee, Lord, I've been in this place. Tennessee, you know that song. Tennessee is number 1. Tennessee. Here's why. You were probably thinking it was going to be California. You were probably thinking New York was going to be on the list. Au contraire, mon frère. Not stressed. It's kind of like, I would say, being that I lived in California for 7 years, it's like we live rent-free in everyone else in the country's head. But we're chilling like villains. Okay, so number 1, and it says because, first of all, they Tennesseans, you're number one because of this. Health stress is huge there. Coming in third place for the highest level of depression prevalence, 24.4% of those Tennesseans that were, in this survey or however they figured it out, were depressed. That's sad. 15.5% of residents also said physical health isn't good for more than 14 days a month. Ouch. And more to that, it said that you work number three in the working the most hours, averaging 42.3-hour work week. And you scored pretty low on when it came to residents' yearly income and the ability to work from home, which was another factor in this. You had one of the longest average commute times. So definitely something to consider. So you see, I'm like, look at that. I know they said New York had one of the highest average commute times, like 33 point something minutes, but they weren't one of the highest hours worked. So yeah, they commute a lot, but they don't work much. There you go. There's a list. Speaking of places, I thought this was really interesting. Have you seen the video that just was released by Miami? It was basically they're breaking up a spring break. Last year, if you remember, there was like big, I don't want to call it, it was just out of hand and they had to do curfews and there was just a bunch of vandalism, all these things, because that's like the spring break place. Let's go to Miami Beach. So they did this whole commercial saying, don't come. You misbehaved. You ruined it for everyone else. There's going to be high fines, $100 parking spaces, DUI checkpoints, curfews, beach, like this, all this. They said, just don't come. You're not going to like it. Don't come. And I thought that was interesting because what is today? It's like March 5th. I know the day. They released this a couple days ago. I would think, just personally, my dog is chewing my toe. I would think if you don't want people to come for spring break, you got to give them more warning than 2 weeks or a week. I mean, I'm sure they've made their plans already. So now, hold on. Hi, you want to come up here? You're giving them like no time. Hold, please. Let me get the dog. Come here. Oh, yeah. You don't get to nibble on my feet and they don't get up here. You give them like no time. People make plane tickets. I mean, I know they're college students, but don't assume they don't make plans. They're not like, and not everyone's like, okay, a week before, where are we going for spring break? Let's fly to Miami. No, that's something they've planned for a while. I think they should have released this in January. To release it now seems a little bit late. So for their sakes and for those who are spring breaking, I hope that this is, feels so good. She's like nuzzling. They figure their stuff out. But I'm like, why would you just release that now? Give people a little bit more notice. Dang. But good for them for taking the stand and going, enough is enough. Some states and some cities would just be like, well, this is it. If we want the money from spring breakers, which I'm not convinced the money's there. They're like, after you're out of your spring break phase, we can consider getting back together. But I mean, I'm sure they make a lot of money, but at what cost? And I think they've reached the threshold last year. So do not, if you are a spring breaker listening, which you probably aren't, but if you are, don't go to Miami Beach. They don't want you there this year. Don't go. All right. Did I tell you about, I haven't told you about, okay, so big changes. Sorry. She's nuzzling and tickling. So, Rox Talks, the website, has moved, although I'm impatiently waiting for it to go live. I've reached out to my members and sent them a little note giving them a backdoor entrance to go ahead and get registered in it. But I moved the website. The website I had was beautiful, wonderful, loved the support and whatnot, but I didn't need something that big. Where I'm going, where are you going, Roxanne? I don't need all that. So here's just a little bit of a glimpse. And of course, I'm getting distracted right now with Pups, who is climbing my shoulder, if you're listening. Maisie. Okay. So my passion has always been to help women realize their worth, realize their potential, find themselves. And if you're in the space of social selling, realizing you're not about your company, but it's about you. And my greatest joy is when one of my clients comes to me and I'm coaching and is like, you know what I realize? I'm passionate about XYZ and I want to dive into that. I'm like, you dive, baby, you dive. Realizing that the products are just ancillary. The products are just a vehicle to learn so many things about you and find your identity. Okay, with all that, I know that things have been topsy-turvy if you're in the direct selling world. That's how it's been over the last year. You've probably heard me talk about it. If not, I can tell you more about it. Happy to. But that doesn't stop you from wanting to make some extra money if that's what you want to do. It doesn't stop you from wanting community, whatever reason you dove into that side hustle. And so I am going to be doing some workshops. First one is tomorrow. TikTok, make it jump, Daddy Mac, where I basically show you other ways for you to get your voice out there, to get influence, to, if you want to affiliate market, do affiliate marketing. I'm tired of seeing the affiliate marketing things out there like, you can make X amount of thousands of dollars just like this. I'm going to give you the real when we do the affiliate marketing one of clarity on how to go about it, how, yes, to make money, but not to buy into all the BS. Also, if you want to do content creation, I'm going to show you how to do that. Just showing you different options so that if you are someone who you are looking for something and maybe direct selling just isn't your bag as much anymore and you want to delve into some other things, I've got you covered, because my mission is for you to figure out who you are, what you want to be doing, and really help you thrive. Now, if you were like, I'm direct selling as my jam, what I offer in Rocks Talks will help you with that too. But it's expanding to, in general, to the social sellers as opposed to just the one-offs. So I'm super excited about that. Stay tuned. I'm going to be doing a YouTube Shorts workshop coming up in a couple of weeks. And a branding workshop is also going to be coming forth and hither here pretty soon that will really speak to those who maybe you direct selling is nothing you've ever done before, but you do want to do branding. You do want to figure out your brand and get it out there so that you can start monetizing whatever it is. I have you covered. All right, with that, I'm going to say goodbye to you. This wiggle worm wants to go wiggle somewhere else. That's Baylor, not mate. I did it. Maisie, not me. Baylor is fast asleep in bed, P.S. And by the way. Go be great. Talk to you soon. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. And yes, sweetie, say hi. Say bye. Well, she's not going to talk. She doesn't bark on command, but she's wiggling. I got to go. Okay, bye, everybody. I see you. Hi, sweetie.